Ksuvos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin, 1-7. This Mishnah follows on the previous and is quite similar to it. Here we have another claim that he and her are fighting, the husband and wife, regarding her not getting divorced, whether she's entitled to her ksuba. The man's going to be tining, he doesn't have to pay her ksuba because it was a mekach taos, he was misled. And she's going to say, no, it wasn't a mekach taos, and the facts were, as we'll explain in the Mishnah in a moment, and therefore, if you want to divorce me, of course, that's your prerogative, because you can always divorce, a man can divorce a wife without her consent in the Mishnah, like we said before, but you have to pay at least, in this case, it'll be 100 zuz, as we'll explain in a moment. So the Mishnah says, Hiomeris, they got engaged, they got married. The next morning, he says, I didn't find Basulim, and therefore, not only am I divorcing her, I refuse to pay her because it was a mekach taos. Vehiomeris, she responds and says, no, it wasn't a mekach taos. Mukas eitz ani. I'm just injured. Mukas eitz literally, again, means I was injured by a piece of wood, but it means figuratively, I lost my basulim, but not through a man, through some kind of injury. Now, she is claiming this happened before the Erison, before they got engaged. And therefore, according to the Chachamim, which is the Halacha, she actually is only entitled to 100 zuz, not 200 zuz. But she's rejecting the idea of it being a mekach taos, a transaction that occurred under false pretenses, because the presumption is that if she had only been a mukas eitz and that's all, he wouldn't have objected to marrying her. He might have only given her 100 zuz ksuba, but you don't not marry a girl necessarily just because she's a mukas eitz, she's injured, that's not considered to be sufficient enough. In contrast, if it turns out she actually was really a ba'ula, she'd slept with a man before, then certainly it is a mekach taos, because the person might not want that at all. So her taina is, it's true I didn't have basulim, but the reason why is because I was injured. The injury happened before we got married, and therefore I'm conceding it's just 100 zuz, but if you want to divorce me, you have to pay me. Vu omer loki, he says, not necessarily. Again, loki, like in the previous Mishnah, is a tainas shema. He doesn't know for a fact when she lost her basulim, but he is saying, I don't believe it. Ela drusas ish at, as far as I'm concerned, I don't trust you. I believe that you are a drusas ish. Again, it's a ugly expression. Literally, it means you've been trampled by a man. You know, figuratively, it means you slept with a man. And therefore, it's a mekach taos, and when I divorce you, as I am, I'm not paying you anything for your ksuba. So, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer, the same as the last two, omrim ne'emenes, they say she's believed, meaning when he divorces her, he has to pay her ksuba. A ksuba of 100, not 200, but nevertheless, he has to pay the ksuba of the 100. Why? Because it's the same as before. First of all, she's having a tainas bari. She's saying, I'm certain it happened to me as an injury. I know for a fact I never slept with a man. He's saying a shema. He's saying maybe not. So that's not going to be enough to tip the scales to extract the 100 zuz out of him, but at least it's a point in her favor, tipping the scales a little more in her favor, although still so far tipped against her because of Hamotzi Mechaver Lavaraya. She still has the burden of proof, and she hasn't brought enough proof to extract money. But in addition, she has a chazaka on her side. The chazaka is that she's got a chezkas kasha. So when she was born, she wasn't a bula. She didn't sleep with a man on day one, and therefore she'd be entitled to 200 zuz. And although we are conceding there's no basulim here now, we'll say that the chazaka is, the presumption persists, the halachic status quo persists, that we assume she never slept with a man, and therefore she's entitled to 200 zuz. That's the status quo. And in addition to that, she also has a migu. She has the claim that, believe me, that I'm making this claim, which is less advantageous to me, because if I had intentions of lying, I'd make a more advantageous claim. What's that? She's claiming that she's conceding she was injured, but she's claiming it happened before the erison, before they got engaged, I'll call it the first step of marriage. If she claimed that the injury happened after erison, so then would be like in the previous mission of saying, she'd say, listen, I'm a 200 zuz girl, so I got an injury that was circumstances beyond my control, but the bottom line is, it's, you know, your mazel which caused it, so to speak. It's your field which was inundated, so to speak. It's your problem, not my problem, and therefore you want to divorce me, fine, but you have to pay me 200 zuz, because when we got engaged, the ksuba I was entitled to was 200 zuz ksuba. So she's not claiming that. She's saying, she's conceding that it was before they got engaged, and therefore she's entitled to just 100. But the point is, she has a migu, which says, believe me that I'm saying that you owe me 100 because I could have made a claim which made you owe me 200. And therefore, says Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer, her her Bari claim plus her Chezkas Kashrus plus her Migu entitles her to, yes, be able to extract the 100 zuz, and if you divorce her, he has to pay. On the other hand, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, exactly as before, lo mipia anu chayin, literally, we don't live from her mouth, but it means figuratively, you know, we're not just going to rely on her, take her word for it. Ela harei zu b'chezkas drusas ish. He says, no, we have to assume the worst, that indeed she was with a man. Ad shetavi ra'a ledevra, until she brings a proof to the contrary, to her claim. Because until then, we have to assume, listen, the bottom line is, the chezkas mamon, the status quo of where the money is, that 100 zuz, which is in the husband's pocket, it's going to stay there. And we're not going to override the all-powerful rule of Amotim Chaver Lavaraya, the burden of proof, the onus is on her to bring proof, just because she has this claim. Her claim alone won't do it. And even though she also has a chazaka of Chezkas Kashrus, that Chezkas Kashrus isn't going to be strong enough to overcome the Chezkas Mammon, the Mammon being in its status quo where it is in his pocket. And as far as the Migo goes, Rabbi Yeshua holds, listen, a Migo is never strong enough to take money out of someone's pocket, so it doesn't help anything. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yeshua, he divorced her and pays her nothing until she brings a proof. Halach, however, is like the Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer, which means she is believed and she does get her 100 zuz.